Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Love Songs. And we're walking through some of the themes that we see brought up in the Song of Solomon. And we were at the beginning of chapter 3 this week. And at least a fair number of commentators say that it's a dream that the woman is having. And in her dream, she's searching for her beloved and dreaming about the night that really their wedding night, and taking him, it says in verse four of chapter 3, that she's going to bring him back to her mother's chambers. It's this place of intimacy. But then in verse 5, you know, right as they come, she's dreaming about, you know, going towards the wedding night. She once again, for the second of 3 times in the book, gives this warning. She says to the daughters of Jerusalem, I adjure you, don't stir up or awaken love until it so desires. And so in essence, you know, she's saying, wait, right? That sex is a good thing. And then she says, wait until the proper time. Sex is a good gift from a good God, but inside the covenant of marriage. And so, you know, we walked through on Sunday, really that, and that, man, this is a good gift from a good God, but it's a good thing only when we use it in the way that God intended. And so I kind of walked us through that. I feel like for many of us, we look around, we look at our own lives, and we look around at the society in which we live, and we recognize, God, we have broken this. We have, through our own sinfulness, distorted this thing that you have given us, and it has caused a lot of damage and destruction. And so I walked us through 3 words, right? Lament, repent, and rejoice. I wanted to give us space and time to lament kind of where we are as a society, that God, we have largely abandoned your design for sex and what this was meant to be. We've taken something that was meant to be self-giving and serving one another between a man and a woman in the context of marriage, and we have turned it into just so many things that it's not, something that is exploitative and damaging. And just to lament that, and then to repent of personally, Lord, however we've contributed to that or participated in it, and then moving towards rejoicing and saying, Lord, thank you that we are washed clean by the blood of Christ. We can move forward in freedom and in forgiveness. And yes, there are consequences to the decisions we make, but we can walk forward without guilt, without shame, for there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I also read 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, where the Apostle Paul walks through all of these sins that keep us out of the kingdom of God, including sexual sin. But then he says to the Corinthians, he says, guys, such were some of you. It's 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. Such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And I just wanted to remind everyone, I want to remind anyone who's listening now that, you know, as you think about where we are societally, as you think about your own past and just the amount of sexual brokenness in our lives, in our culture. And maybe you're listening, and whenever this is talked about, it just brings up deep feelings of anger or maybe guilt or shame, to know that if we are repentant, if we come to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive us, if we know Christ, if we have a relationship with Him, because of what Jesus did at the cross, we are washed. We are being sanctified, made holy. We are made holy because of Jesus. We're justified. We have a right relationship. We are declared righteous by God, and our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west because of what Jesus has done. And that should lead to rejoicing in who He is, in what He's done, knowing that we have a clean slate, that we're forgiven in and through Christ. Let me take some time to pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray as well. Father, I know that for many of us, this is an area of lament, of sadness, and of difficulty. And Father, I pray and I trust that, God, you're faithful to walk us through those seasons where we just need to cry out to you. God, I also pray for a heart and spirit of repentance for all of us, God, for our sin, whether that's in the area of sex or elsewhere, Lord, that we would just repent and know that, God, we want to change. We want you to change us from the inside out. And that, Father, you'd also give us the ability to rejoice in the gospel, to rejoice in the fact that we are loved by Christ, we are forgiven, and we are made new. Father, help us to live in this area of our life and in every area of our lives, God, in the newness of life that Christ has purchased for us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.